Monday, September 14th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report. No one ever said that the stock market valuations had to make sense, but there are some today that appear so extremely disconnected from the real world, they will eventually prove to be unsustainable. One example is the comparative valuations of Tesla and General Motors. According to Fortune's August issue, Tesla's valuation of $279.4 billion was matched against the GM valuation of $37.1 billion. Yet GM is ranked as the 32nd largest company on the International Fortune 500, while Tesla did not make the list. That was because the global list is based on annual revenue. General Motors had $137 billion in revenue, while Tesla had $24 billion. GM stock was trading 13 times earnings, while Tesla stock was trading 644 times earnings. Those who know something about the history of speculation see Tesla as the tulip bulb mania zone. That is why Tesla valuation can change 20% or more in a single day. According to Fortune, Tesla needs to sell 2.5 million vehicles a year, seven times current sales, by 2025 in order to justify that valuation. Tesla's not alone. Fortune also featured an article in Nikola, a hydrogen electric semi-truck company that was trading a valuation of $20 billion and had not yet sold a truck to anyone. They could make up an attractive narrative, but it requires a lot of the, if I had a can opener, I could open this can of beans kind of economic rationale to justify it. Apple at a $2 trillion valuation topped the GDP of countries like Italy, Brazil, Canada, or Russia. As of August 18th, the top six tech stocks were up a collective 57%, while without those stocks, the S&P would have been 4% lower for the year. Narrowing breath during a rally is one sign of market topping. I think they call it a bubble. The only thing inflating this bubble is the Fed, but the money is all chasing after just a few investor politically correct stocks. It was not the stock market that was going up. It was just a few stocks carrying the whole gain. What has Warren Buffett been doing in the market? Buffett came into the year with a hoard of cash. Instead of buying weakness, he sold shares in 19 positions first quarter, completely liquidating shares in seven companies. He bought stock in five of what looked like defensive companies like Barrick Gold. Some spun things as Buffett missed the rally. I think that he is waiting for the buying opportunity that is yet to come. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the hogs. China has joined Korea and Japan in suspending pork imports from Germany as a result of discovering an African swine fever positive boar within the German border. A number of other countries that export pork could benefit, but we are still the best situated to gain advantage because of supply logistics and price. I am skeptical that the loss of German exports will really be a loss, however. This could be musical chairs for the European Union, where their pork supplies are shuffled around. It would be like North Carolina seeing its pork banned for export, yet still being able to sell pork in the U.S. Germany can still sell pork in the European Union, while Denmark, Spain, and other EU pork exporters can continue to export pork. They could turn German exports into domestic supply, while other EU countries pick up the slack created by the loss of the German exports in the export market. On ethanol, still waiting for that confirmation from a Trump tweet, White House, or EPA that the pending SREs have been rejected. There's a new story out that Donald J. Trump wants to reimburse the refineries whose SRE request would be rejected with taxpayer cash. I had said that Trump would try to play both sides. We want refineries to blend ethanol, and if they don't, they have to buy a RIN to comply instead. That is the enforcement mechanism. If Trump is going to give the refineries the cash to buy the RINs, then why would they blend ethanol? They would just take Trump's check, use it to buy the RIN, and continue to avoid complying with the RFS. His solution is political and still favors big oil while failing to support the RFS. Where's the money to reimburse the refineries come from? Some had suggested it would be USDA. So here it is in a nutshell. Donald J. Trump orders the EPA to reject the SREs, but then reimburses refineries who had waivers rejected with taxpayer cash from USDA so that they can buy the RINs to avoid blending ethanol. Trump wins, refineries win, Farmers lose, ethanol loses, again. So what changed? You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.